Hello?
Hello, Alex?
Yes, who's this?
This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well also. Thank you so much for asking. The team did ask me to reach out to you regarding possible reactivation, just to do an overview of the account and see what's going on.
Yes, yes. Actually, we have you're the manager or owner? Who I'm talking about?
I'm one of the agents over here at Local Splash. Yes, I happen to be a manager as well.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure, because she says you're going to send, like, a request to the manager, and she's going to call me, I guess. Okay. I spoke with her. We did a job done with the numbers, I mean, with a phone number, website, and it looks like everything's okay. And me and my partner, we were talking about if you like 149 a month, if we do like for the year, like contract for the year, we pay in full.
Mm-hmm.
We have it. Some was thinking if we pay for all the year up front or the year contract. What do you have the discount?
We do have a discount if somebody prepays for a year. Absolutely. Of course, we want to make sure that we're offering you all of the best possible services. So I see here that you never gave us access to your Facebook ads. Is that because you were running them on your own?
Actually, we don't have set up on Facebook too much because we're fine, but it didn't work. And
okay.
In and out, you know, like kind of wasn't too good. You know, we didn't have a good experience with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Understood. And then have you ever considered Google Verified? Like the use formerly known as Google Guaranteed, like the pay per qualified lead?
I know something, but you can explain. I know something, yeah, but
I'd love to explain it to you. Thank you so much for that. There are a couple of requirements. Do you have the Kentucky State Electrical Business Contractors License?
Yes.
Beautiful. And you guys, I'm sure you have $500K in general liability, right?
Yes, but
okay. And then a couple of more sensitive questions. These are just a part of the process here. Do you have a Kentucky State Driver's License and United States Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay. And you can pass a background check. No felonies in the last 7 years, right?
No, not seven, but 20. How many U.S.? 27.
Just the last 7 years. If you had something previous to 7 years, they may ask about it, but it's not going to hold you back from passing the background check. It's only in the last 7 years.
No, I'm 27, I didn't have anything.
27 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes stuff happens. So have you ever done a search and looked up electrician in your area and seen at the top of the page where it says sponsored?
Yeah, I mean, I look and, you know, I try.
Okay. All right. So at the very top of this particular section, this is formerly known as the Google Guaranteed section, and this is one of the most prominent areas that an organization can be listed in. So let me back up a little bit. Have you ever participated in a program like Angie's List or Thumbtack or Home Advisor?
Yes.
Okay. So you're really familiar with how you have to share those leads, you pay whether or not you ever even speak to the client?
Yeah.
This is the opposite of that. Okay? This is the opposite.
I was looking forward, like we have like this, different way. That's me, because I thought that's too expensive for us.
Okay, well, this particular section on Google is the opposite of that, because we list you at the very top of the page, and when other people click on your listing, it does not charge you. When they actually call you, it does not charge you. It only charges you once it's considered a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
So in this section, we go through the background check, we go through the process, and then what happens is your organization is listed at the very tippy top of the page in the very top section in this Google Guaranteed sponsored section. And this is the most coveted section because people who are going to this section on the first page at Google, Alex, the difference between them and HomeAdvisor users and Angie's List users is these people are serious about making a change in their home, and they need you to come out right away. They're not tire kickers. They're not people who are just price shopping. They're people who are actually serious. So when the phone rings, it's the client on the other end of the phone. It's not where we hand you a phone number and we tell you, hey, good luck. Go ahead and call this person back. They might be interested. And also send that listing out to multiple other competitors. These are people that are going to Google, looking in this trusted top section on the first page of Google and choosing to call and work with you directly. So that's the first difference. The second difference is that you only pay once the lead has been considered qualified. So the beauty of a program like this is that with this particular section on Google, not only are the calls that are coming through you people who are really serious about your services, but they've selected you based on your own merit. So they want to work directly with you because of your online presence and what other people are saying about you, your reviews, how well you're doing. When the phone rings, if it's somebody who is a sales call, solicitation call, spam, or robocall, it's automatically disqualified. If it's somebody seeking employment with your organization, disqualified. If it's somebody who is looking for services you don't provide or outside of your service radius, disqualified. The only time that you're actually charged for the lead is if that consumer is requesting estimate over the phone or if you're setting a face-to-face appointment with them to give a face-to-face estimate.
Okay.
So how much were you paying for the leads with Angie's List and Thumbtack?
It's a lot. That's why I canceled.
A lot, huh? So your qualified leads are only $27 per qualified lead here.
I mean, that is good for me. You know, I get the project. I don't mind to pay. You know, I just want to make sure that
right.
I get the project. I do it and I have the money to pay. You know,
sure.
I don't mind to pay, you know.
I understand. So there's a couple of things that I want to explain to you about how this works. Normally, the application fee to participate in this portion of the program is $500. Today, I can give you this application for only $100 additional, because you have been a current client for a long time, and that's how strongly I believe that this program is going to work for you. So if you do the year package, I've got the monthly down to $129. If you want to do a year prepaid on that package, it's going to be $1,548 prepaid for the year for the local SEO services that you are requesting from us. So we're giving you quite a discount. In addition to that, I would only charge you $100 for this application fee. So if you want to move forward with both pieces, I would be able to do that for you at $1,648 grand total. And once you're completely Google Guarantee verified on everything, what it's going to look like for you, Alex, is there's an activation budget for 13 leads of $351. So once we charge that budget, it sits in an escrow account, and as the leads come in from only that section on Google, the cost per lead will come off of that particular budget. So it's separate than what you pay for your yearly subscription. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now with this, if you turn it on and you only take on two or three leads, that's all you're going to pay for in the month. Okay, so say you take on three leads. Three leads at $27 is only $81 for the month. Your budget continues to roll over. So you're not paying the $351 no matter what. You're only paying it depending on how much of the budget that you're using. Now, if you're getting qualified leads, people who are calling you and requesting face-to-face appointment for you to come out and bid the job, I'm sure you would agree that's a legit lead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what this is going to do is this is going to put your company into the top two primary positions on Google at the very tippy top in the Google Verified section, known as that top sponsor section. The very first thing that pops up when people do a search for electrician near me, electrical charging station installation, when they need a rewire, when they're looking for a panel installation, when they need fixtures installed, they're going to be calling you directly from that section. And you're listed in the secondary section within the local map, which is the most popular section on the first page of Google. 93% of searches start and stop in these two sections.
Okay. What I wanted from you, can you write email all this, you know, prices, all this, like you, everything you said, and I will, I see, like, my company in AALS, what that means? My name is Alex and my son is Alex. Both AALS, common sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have my email, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can send,
here.
Yeah, send me, describe everything and send them in my mail. We will gonna see each other maybe in a couple hours, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Joyce told me that you guys were already together. You're not together with your partner?
Yeah. No. Right now, no. He went on the other job, the other car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you call me, at that moment, he sit in his car.
Mm-hmm.
So I start talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna, I'm gonna see him soon. Yeah. Write this, all this, like, email, explain everything. Like you said, because me and he was talking about this. Like,
mm-hmm.
Everything just explain how, you know, what's going on, how much, what that means if they go like this. Just explain everything. We'll just sit down and if you decide and maybe, like, for the year, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you feel about the Google Verified?
Yeah, I think it's, my opinion, it's a good idea.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just put all together.
Yeah, I'll put it all together, Alex, absolutely. Hey, when can I speak with you and your son at the same time? I do need to go ahead and secure that.
Ah, okay. Can I call you back when it be, or how they want?
Yeah, you can call me back, but again, since I am the manager, it does, you know, I'm in meetings and I'm on calls with other clients. So if there's a time that I can set aside to speak with you and your son, I'd really like the opportunity to do that.
Okay. Let's for sure be like, if we call you like an hour and a half, is it okay?
Hour and a half. Let me see here. So an hour is okay. And then a half. Yeah, you can call me back in an hour and a half. What I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to,
2 o'clock. Eastern time. What time
do you have? No, 2 o'clock Eastern time is fine. I can do that. Absolutely. So let me go ahead and I'm sending this out to you. So give me just 1 second here. I want to make sure that I have all the right information for this. So.
Yeah, make sure send me on my email because we're going to read the mail and the talk. And you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, if you give me just 1 second, I'm going to go ahead and do it while we're on the phone. That way I can make sure that you receive it and then there's no issues. Okay.
Okay.
There we go. So give me just a second here. I am setting this up for you with all the numbers. I already have a pre-made template here, as you can imagine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make a screenshot, like example, when on a Google, you know, other people, you know. How they go, you know, sometimes people have to visual see and they can more like has an idea what's going on. They can make a screenshot some other company, how they, you know, comes up, stuff like that. It's
oh, yeah. If you do a search on Google right now, literally if you just look up electrician near me, it's going to show you at the top in the sponsored ad. So I don't want to show you something that's inaccurate based on where you're at. You could just look on there and go ahead and do a search. It's very simple. Yeah.
Okay. I will. Okay.
Yeah. So if you want later on, I can go ahead and I can set a video call for me, you, and your son, and I can show you that way.
Yeah, I think that's a smart idea. Yeah.
Okay. So let me do this. I've just sent the email address over. A Alex Dudukal. So AlexDudukal at Yahoo. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm sending that over now, and let me know if you receive that email, okay? And then if I set a video call for you at 2 p.m., let me see here. Okay, should I go ahead and set something at 2 p.m. for you, or should I wait to hear back from you first?
No, no, it's okay. 2 p.m. will be okay because I will. I will call him and we'll be together, yes.
Okay, so you'll be able to join a video call at that time. Do you have Google Meet on your phone?
Google Meet, I don't know if I have, but we'll set up with him. He is more expert.
Okay, that makes sense. I understand that. Okay, so let me go ahead. And I'm adding this. Can you check your email for me real quick and make sure that you got that initial email?
Give me a minute. I'm trying right now. Okay. Let's go ahead. This is
Amy Nelson.
Give me. No. Not
okay,
right.
can you refresh your email?
Yes, I will. Let's give me a minute. Give me a minute. I stopped with a car.
Okay.
Okay. Try to go back. No, I don't know why, but didn't. Maybe when I'm on a phone, doesn't want to refresh or something.
Yeah, it should be fine for you. I don't know why it would be giving you a problem, but absolutely, let's go ahead and take care of it.
Yeah, looks like that. I'm trying to... Okay, I tried to refresh, but something doesn't want to... Can you send again?
Sure, I can send it again, absolutely.
That's Alex, AlexDudukal at yahoo.com.
Correct. Yeah. AlexDudukal.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay. Here, I'll forward it over again.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. No worries. Want to make sure that you get it. Okay, and I also sent over the invitation as well. I sent over the invitation as well for the appointment time.
Okay, give me. I'm trying to go on my email again. Let's see if they give me something. Fine, it doesn't want to be crashed. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's not. Why it's not working. I've sent it over to you twice.
Yeah, maybe we'll, sometimes when I go off on the phone, you know, and I'm not talking, just disconnect and connect, and they come in.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I have a question.
Sure.
So he came in. Can you do now?
Yeah, I could do it now. Do you want to do a video call now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Give me just a second here to prepare. Give me just a minute, okay?
I see he came. Probably they came here to the. And we can. I guess we can.
Hold on one second. I'm just taking a look at something here. And what is your son's name?
Alex 2.
Alex 2? Do we call him Alex 2 or Alex 1?
It's fine, too.
Oh, gosh. Oh, heavens. I like to be silly sometimes. Give me just a second here to take a look. Okay, and we have everything. Okay, there's that. All right. Can you ask him if he's able to look in the email and find the link, or do you want me to send it over via text message?
Maybe it's send text message, I guess. Because
okay. Okay. Hold on.
On Commerce Drive.
Okay, give me just a moment. Sending that off. Let me see. So text message is going to be for this phone number, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And I set this appointment. Nope. Where is it? There it is. Okay. I go like this. Make sure that you guys can get in. Okay. Let me know once you get that text message and you click on the link.
What phone number you send?
I sent it to 859-880-1328.
Correct, yes. I didn't receive, but I hope soon. I hope they were going to come soon.
Did you get the text?
No. I checked, no.
It's very strange you're not receiving the messages.
Yeah, maybe a speed horse is 25 miles an hour. Delivery is so slow today.
Yeah.
Actually, no. It didn't came anything.
It's very weird.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, do you want to give me your son's phone number so I can try to send it to him?
Yeah, let's do 413.
413.
862. 862. Actually, came on this number.
It did come?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. As soon as you get into the meeting, I'm already in the meeting waiting for you. So as soon as you get in there, then I'll disconnect the phone call.
He's trying to work now.
Sure. Take your time.
Come on. That's one problem to another problem.
It's okay.
No, they
no internet connection. I don't know that.
Come on. One problem with another. Okay, let's do a start internet connection.
Можно потом, если час.
Head southeast on Thomas Drive, then turn right.
Basically, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I wish.
Still not working. I don't know.
Do you guys have Google Meet on the phone, Alex?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you want me to send it to your phone number so that, or maybe you can text it over to your phone number so you can log in that way instead, at, since we're on this phone? Maybe that's what the problem is?
Yeah. I'm sending it to my phone. Give me a second here.
Okay, cool. Take your time.
Toward Commerce Drive. Then make a U-turn.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
Hi.
Can we disconnect?
Yeah, give me, yep, let's disconnect because we're going to get a bad echo. Yay, we did it.